This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Crews are working to fight a grass fire west of Pueblo. The fire near the town of Rye is 45% contained, according to the Pueblo Sheriff's Department, but it has prompted evacuations in one subdivision and closed Rye's elementary and high schools. The region has windy weather today as a cold front moves into the state. Colorado Republicans are blaming a Libertarian for their loss in the 8th Congressional District. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Republican Barb Kirkmeyer lost to Democrat Yadira Caraveo in the election for a new congressional seat by less than 2,000 votes. The Libertarian in the race, Richard Ward, got more than 9,000 votes, leading Kirkmeyer to say Ward cost her the race. But Ward says it's unlikely a lot of Republicans decided to vote for someone like him.
Look, he's got neck tattoos and sort of long hair. He's right up my alley. No, I didn't steal any Republican votes. That's what I got to say on that.
Ward had one of the best third-party performances in the last half century of Colorado politics, winning almost 4% of the vote. He suggested Republicans and Democrats have a look at themselves before they blame others. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The owners of a Colorado Springs brewery who were victims of last week's Club Q shooting will be holding a fundraiser tomorrow. Richard and Jess Fierro of Atrevida Beer Company will donate money from pint sales to the LGBTQ Plus Resource Center at UC Colorado Springs. Richard is credited with subduing the shooter who killed five people. One of the victims was Raymond Green Vance, who was their daughter's boyfriend. This is CPR News.